When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Kim Holderness.
And I'm Penn Holderness. You may know us as the family that makes the cheesy videos on the YouTube.
On the YouTubes and on the Facebook. Pretty cringy. They're about 2 minutes long. We want to make you laugh. That is like our life goal and mission is to serve you by bringing you laughter.
Our other mission in life is to get better and to improve.
Yes. And so that's what this podcast is all about. It's an excuse for us to interview people, to have conversations, to connect more and to do life better. Today, we wanted to kind of give you a peek behind the curtain and how we make our music videos.
And we could probably get better at this, but we have been doing it for 5 years and we have gotten better. Mm-hmm. And so I'm trying to make this like work as us trying to get better. We're going to show you how we have improved the process of making videos because we make one about every week now.
Yes, we make a music video about once a week, and Penn definitely has a super weird talent ability, but there are a lot of things, even if you just want to have better home videos that you're editing or putting together, or if you work for a company, how we attack the topics, how we make sure they're relatable, and how we make things rhyme in a weird way. So, listen up, how you make a music video.
And a hint, this is the theme, this is the melody.
We take you through the process.
This is what we ended with. Let's go back to the beginning. Hi, everybody.
Hey.
It's a Sunday, and we've got the kiddos here, and we're just kind of a hot mess right now.
You know, as Sundays go. But we were talking about ways we wanted to really... Wow, this is going great so far. No, I think one of the most common questions we get is, besides Penn's hair products, is how we put together our music videos. Like, how the process works. Like, where do you come up with it? And how do you write the words so quickly? So we figured we'd let you in on the process in today's podcast.
So I have my guitar with me.
Yes.
I have my piano.
And we have the kiddos with us.
And we have the kids.
Hey, kiddos.
Because those are like the main elements. It's right. Us, guitar, piano, children, and the internet.
Hey.
Hello, ASMR.
Hello, my name is Petra.
Okay. So, hey, kiddos, what have been your favorite music videos that we've done?
Penn Charles, the microphone only works when you speak into it.
I liked going to Princess Cruises.
Again, Lola, the microphone works when you...
I liked going to Princess Cruises because I like going on cruises.
Okay, so the question was about
that
what...
That is not a music video.
We did do a music video for them.
So, yeah, that's my favorite one.
So you like songs that involve you going on
vacations.
Cruises.
Okay.
That's a limited sample.
Although that was an amazing time, and I totally recommend it as a family vacation. Yes.
I like the flossing video.
Good. All right. So you were the star of that one, buddy. And basically, we just went to places and had Penn Charles flossing. So let's put a pin in that. So Penn Charles's favorite was the flossing video.
And you know, so both of those, so our Princess Cruise Line, the song we did there was a vacation versus a trip. And that's what we try to do. And what our goal is in these videos is to take those like, relatable moments that every single family feels and then make it rhyme. And I know that sounds super basic, but with the Princess Cruises, it was a vacation versus a trip. So the joke in the mom world is traveling with your family is not a vacation. It's a trip. You're going to it, but you're doing all of the same things that you do in normal life and just doing it in a different place.
And it leads you to say that most first world sentence of all first world sentences, I need a vacation
for my vacation. And
thanks, buddy.
Our kids are looking very bored, so you can.
Thanks for coming up. Okay, are you guys going to bail? All right, Penn Charles is going to play the piano. Thanks, buddy.
Okay, and we're done.
That was really helpful.
Yes. So when we started talking about going on this cruise, we're like, this might actually be a good vacation, and we can show how. This was a cruise is, and that was actually an amazing vacation because everybody kind of had something to do and I didn't have to cook. And then the flossing video was an original. These are both original songs, actually.
I know.
And the original song that came because literally our then 8-year-old, now 9-year-old son, his default setting is to floss. And it's that weird kind of scissor dance. I'm trying to describe it on a podcast. You have your arms out straight and you kind of move your hips and it kind of scissors back and forth.
I would guess that if you're a parent of anyone between the ages of 4 and 10, especially a male, you know what that is by now.
Right.
That's how they say hello. That's like a handshake for someone they've never met before. I'm not even kidding. They look at each other and start flossing.
I wonder if that's going to translate, and you know how like right now you do like the bro hug if you see somebody, that when our son is 40, he's going to walk into a conference
room.
Just
start flossing.
He's like, hi, nice to meet you. My name is Penn. And he's going to start flossing.
Yeah. I mean, they may take that with them.
I mean, that's amazing. So I think both of those videos did pretty well. The floss video, I think, has several million views on Facebook.
It does. And so those were good examples. I think we can use them on some levels, but really when it comes to the ones that have gotten like really, really big hits, there is a little bit of a formula that we have.
Right.
And it's not a full on formula. It's guide rails, guideposts, right. Post rails, signposts, sign rails.
We are nailing
this. It's a thing that we do. And we've actually talked about this in front of people.
People have paid us to stand in front of them and tell them what to do.
And you are going to hear about it today.
For free.
Except for some possible ads.
They're just one.
Yeah. And you can do whatever you want to with this. And then what we're also going to do, since this is a longer form podcast, we're going to try to actually create a song in front of you.
And we have no idea what it's going
to
be about.
We can attest to that.
And so you're going to hear the process of us kind of coming up with it.
Can we start just with sort of the sign rail post tent pole thing that we do?
Sure, honey.
Okay, great. Let's talk about the must-haves when you're making a video that you want to do well in the world of social media, particularly the world that we are exploring, which is the YouTube Facebook world. We have these six things that we really want to have, right? Number one is a central idea. All right, this is something that goes way back for us to the local news days when we were writing stories and we were shooting packages, that's what they called them, in local news. Both of us had been told by a news director at some point that your story should be summarized in no more than 3 words.
A subject, verb, object.
Yeah.
So be able to tell that story in a very centralized idea. So I love getting emails from people and many of those emails are like, you should do a video on... And then they go and they talk for a paragraph about a situation. And
can I tell you a funny story about that?
Please.
I had hands in my mouth for 90 minutes yesterday because I'm doing Invisalign. There is nothing worse than 90 minutes of hands in your mouth.
I mean.
And one of the very sweet dental hygienists said, as this was happening to me. Yeah. Like they ask you something. You're like. Rah, rah, rah. She said, y'all should do a video on orthodontists. And I was like, what do you mean?
What about orthodontist?
She's like, just how awesome it is and how much fun it is. And as this was happening, I like my gums and teeth were bleeding from what they were doing. I'm like, how is that fun? That sounds like an ad. And she was like, it would kind of be an ad. I was like, I don't want to do that.
No. Well, and so that's the thing. It's like you can't. It's yes. So what is it about an orthodontist?
Right.
You know what I mean?
What's the relatable part?
What's the thing that the orthodontist is doing?
I'll tell you what it would be. It would be about how they try to have a conversation with you and expect you to be able to answer with
your mouth
open. So
that would be something funny and shareable. Right.
But that's not what they wanted.
That's not what they wanted.
They wanted an ad about how awesome
it was. But that's the video we would do.
But that's relatable. Okay, we'll get back to that. So central idea. Mm-hmm. Can we use this our slime video as an example? Because that did very well, and I think it hits all of these points.
Okay, so let's play a clip of slime after slime. But first, a message from one of our favorite sponsors, Care Of.
Yeah, you have become a super fan.
Yes.
Of this product.
Absolutely. Okay, Care Of is a monthly subscription vitamin service that yes. delivers completely personalized vitamin and supplement packs right to your door. And obviously, the topic of our podcast today is all about New Year's resolutions. We're writing a whole song about it. And this is a service that's going to help you boost energy levels, get more sleep, generally being healthy. If those are goals
it's
of
like
yours.
It's like a New Year's resolution
it is,
pill.
It is.
So why do anything else? Just take these vitamins and you'll get all those things that you need.
I feel like the FDA would say we can't promise that in a pill, but
the FDA has lots of things.
Yes, they do. But there's a really fun, easy online quiz and it asks you about diet, health goals, lifestyle choices, and all those things you want to improve. And then it sends you these like packets and it's like an easy, like you take these, it's like this little packet and has your name on it. And then it's what you need to take in the day. And it's customizable. And a portion of every sale goes to the Good Plus Foundation, which provides expectant mothers in need with valuable prenatal vitamins. I take a vitamin pack that has some digestive enzymes because I've...
You're not taking a prenatal vitamin, are you?
For the love of God.
Oh,
no.
Okay. I spaced out for a second.
No.
Okay, good.
But it's super fun and easy to use. It's super convenient. And you can name your specific health goal and go from there. I've noticed a difference in my energy level.
I have too. In fact, I drop the kids off from school at about 8 o'clock and I get back into the door and you are ready to go.
Exactly.
I've got a list. I'm ready. Let's start our day.
Okay. So take advantage of this month's special New Year offer for 50% off your first month of personalized Care Of vitamins. Go to takecareof.com, enter promo code Holderness, HOLDERNESS. So this special month, this whole New Year's goal thing, it's takecareof.com, enter promo code Holderness.
Promo code.
It's like what the kids say for promo code.
HOLDERNESS.
For 50% off your first month. Let's get back to the show.
In the couch, it's on the rug, it's in my hair. And where's all my Tupperware? If it's lost, you can look and you will find it. Slime after slime, and our home is now like a meth lab for kids. Slime after slime, and if you take her glue, she will have a fit. Slime after slime, and all day they are watching the YouTube bits of slime after slime.
Welcome back.
Yes. All right. So the central idea of that in three words is...
Slime ruins lives. I don't know. I think it's different for everybody. Our daughter would see like slime is life. You know, I think the thing that made it relatable is it's little girl, 11-year-old girls thought it was the best thing ever. Yeah. Moms thought it was the best thing ever.
You know, my three words when I wrote that was Lola is addicted.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay. You know, that luckily our daughter at the time was 11, and it's not, we can say that with a little bit of fun, but there a lot of the words that we wrote using terms about meth labs and hoarding and having fits and stealing people's things, it all kind of fit with almost like that metaphor of addiction, but it was harmless and fun.
Mm-hmm.
So that was that was my central idea.
Okay.
And anyway, number two of the must-haves, make the most of what you have. What you've got. Look around at what you have in front of you. You don't have to rent a helicopter and jump out of it and have, you know, speedboats everywhere.
Yeah.
I think that's like the go-to when someone is trying to put a video or a song together. Like, let's make it look like Biggie and Hypnotize and it's going to do great.
Well, and the funny thing is, so we get a lot of these questions about what type of equipment we use. A lot of our videos are, they're parts of it, at least, that are shot on an iPhone 8, if it's kind of a more vlog moment, and by vlog, I mean just kind of like a peep into reality, because that's what I have on me. We have a very small kind of point and shoot. It's a Canon G7X.
Yes.
And it looks like the tiny old school camera that, you know, your mom, your studios, no, that you could put in your purse almost. We do have more substantial cameras with really beautiful lenses, but you don't need those. Yeah. You don't always need those. So I would say if you are looking to make even just better home videos for your family, you can use your smartphone with great lighting, great natural lighting.
Yeah, and I think you're talking about equipment, but this also applies to
your songs,
people, resources. If you have a really funny, snarky daughter like we do, and she wants to be on camera, use it. If there's a dad in your family who's goofy, he may not have the best rhythm, but he gives it all he's got. That's an asset. Mm-hmm. You know, look around at what you have. This is actually a great exercise for families because it is how you realize what everyone's strengths are.
Mm-hmm.
And we do that on a regular basis. And I think that's one of the reasons we enjoy making videos is because we're constantly saying, what are you good at?
Mm-hmm.
And then let's make the most of that. Like flossing for Penn Charles.
Right.
Or dancing for you.
I mean, I as a 42-year-old woman, I think that I'm not giving up my dreams as being a backup dancer for Britney.
Yeah.
So I'm just really praying she sees one of these videos and acknowledges me.
Yeah.
And
number three, this is going to be really quick. It has musicality. All right. If you're not doing a song, there's still a way that rhythm and musicality comes into videos that you make. And that's what the point is for that. But we're making a music song right now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, we don't have to worry. But I would say, as you are, there are so many cool editing programs that come free on computers that you can download. If you're looking to start editing, again, not to start a YouTube channel necessarily, but even just your own family videos, there is a musicality to editing that I've learned from watching Penn, and it came pretty natural for Penn. But there are rhythms in way people's talks. Not my
really
people.
Good example right there.
No, but there are rhythms. There are ways to edit that make it easier to watch something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we'll move on. Yeah. That you couldn't have said that any better. That's why I just said yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Number four, it has spontaneity.
Yeah, explain that, Holderness.
Well, we write scripts. It's a music song, right? You actually have to record the song first before you shoot the video. But sometimes when recording the song, the mood might strike me to say something different or to do something different. And then when you're recording it, there are absolutely these moments that lie outside of the script and your central idea. And you have to not only make way for those natural, like fun, spontaneous moments, you almost have to rely on them in some cases to make it a good video. We don't have a successful video that hasn't had some level of spontaneity in it.
We are still partners and creative consultants at Walk West, which is we started Green Room, which is when Penn quit his job, and then we merged with another company, Walk West. So we're still doing a lot of work there. And we tell the clients all the time that we work with, we're going to hand you a script. We're going to hand you like a plan, but be prepared on shoot day for us to throw it out the window because something else better is going to happen.
Yeah. One really good example. We have plenty of good examples of that. But if you look at our videos, a lot of people will wait until the end to look at the bloopers.
Mm-hmm.
We realized very early on that people like to see
us mess up.
They like to see organization and fun and rhythm, but they also like to see the hot mess that surrounds it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of what happened in Slime After Slime. Oh, I threw up. I threw up at the end of Slime After Slime.
Okay, we're not going to play that for you.
That was good stuff. And also, you know, when we were shooting it, when we were shooting the video, there was a bit about if you steal her glue, she will have a fit.
Mm-hmm.
And that, like, I think I added that lyric later because there was a different line. But when you were going to throw away the slime, Lola had such a real freak out.
Yeah.
Like, I think it was a real, I don't know if it was honest. A real freak out or if she was acting well. Like, I don't think she knew that you were actually going to throw it away.
Mm-hmm.
And she was so upset. We laughed about it afterwards because, come on, it's slime. Right. But that line came in after because it was such a funny take. And we were like, well, we've got it. We have to put this on a pedestal.
Mm-hmm.
It is relevant is number five. This is Kim's wheelhouse right here.
Yeah, this is how I rationalize spending so much time on social media. No, I'm kidding. I think that one of the reasons our videos get shared, or anybody's videos get shared, is because it's relevant to what's happening in the world and can kind of hold up a mirror to what everybody else is thinking. So as we kind of set out on planning to write a music, write a some sort of song today, my job in this process is to kind of come up with the central idea. So for Slime After Slime, I'm like, geez, our daughter's addicted. Every other 11-year-old's addicted. We should do something on that. And then Penn kind of did the rest. For what's another example of, I mean, with Baby It's Cold Outside, I'm like, this song is kind of creepy. You should write something. And he did it. So, I mean, like, there are many examples.
That's a great example because we wrote that a year before.
Yeah.
And it wasn't relevant a year before. It was actually the opposite of relevant. It was toxic.
Right.
When we wrote it. It was right as a lot of really horrific details were coming out about people that we had developed these strong social contracts with and trust of and like felt that we had emotional connections to, and they were being revealed as creeps.
Yeah.
And so it just didn't seem like the right time. And then this year came around and the song was getting pulled off of radio stations, and there was an overreaction and an underreaction and an overreaction of the overreaction, and it couldn't have been more relevant, and mm-hmm. it was just sitting there.
Yeah. So we look around to what is happening, and then in Penn's very mad mind, in about a half hour, he can make it rhyme.
Right. I've never done this while being recorded, so this. What if this is a total fail?
What if this is a total fail? Let's all fail together, right. Shall we? So here it's... I'm sorry.
I love you. Go ahead. What were we going to say?
No, I was going to start the process.
There's one more.
Oh, what?
There's six.
Oh, God.
It's relatable.
Okay, well, that's what we were saying. Like, I mean, I think that for what we do, and I think anybody who has a marketing agency or anybody who wants to create something that's shareable, if it's not relatable, nobody's going to watch it.
Yes.
I've been in a lot of meetings with brands with Walk West that are like, I just want to interview the CEO and we can talk about our amazing product. I mean, who cares besides the CEO's wife? Let's be honest.
If that's your audience, if you want one person to watch that video,
yeah.
We've been asked to do that before, but mainly they want a wide reach for
right.
video.
So you gotta throw the ego out and figure out what's a great way, you know, what's the part of your product, what's the part of your message that relates yeah. and can benefit people.
Did you mean to say throw the ego out?
What did I say?
The EO? Play that back. Max, did she say throw the EO out?
Throw the ego out and throw the ego out and throw the ego out. Okay, we don't have Max right here. So I can tell you I've not had enough sleep or enough coffee.
Sometimes that helps with us. Like yeah. we get a little loopy when we write stuff.
Okay.
We have so let's give ourselves 30 minutes. Let's put 30 minutes on the clock.
Okay, here we go.
And let's see if we can come up with the beginnings of a song. And here's what we'll do as a treat. This podcast is going to come out on a Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
We will have it shot and delivered as a video on Monday, and we will give a shout out to our podcast listeners, and it might be the worst video we've ever done.
Okay. The Monday after the Tuesday podcast. Is that's what you're saying?
Right. It would make no sense if it was the Monday before.
Okay. Oh my God.
I don't.
Bless America.
No.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
I'm hitting the start and start.
Okay. Go.
Okay, my...
Hang on, let me give you your computer.
No, let's talk
topics.
This through.
Yeah.
It's January, and
yes.
this is going to come out mid-January.
Okay.
This is the time, I believe, I think what's trending right now is people talking about goals, New Year's resolutions, all of those things.
Everyone is at the gym right now.
Everybody's at the gym
Everyone's
right now.
Everyone's on Whole 30.
Everybody's on Whole 30.
Or Keto.
Or Keto. Keto is Keto Kalen. That is OJ's.
Everybody's accomplice. On Keto.
So everybody.
Get off of Keto, everybody. He's suffocating.
So, okay. So, I think everybody's like, but by the time this comes out, people are starting
to fall off the wagon.
To fall off the wagon. They are sneaking French fries. They are, I mean, like, it is real. I think, what is the research? I don't know how long New Year's resolutions last.
Can you look it up?
I'm gonna let you look it up.
Okay.
But I think there's probably gonna be an average, and by the time this comes out, I would say most people are knee deep in Haagen-Dazs.
Can you write that down? That's a really good line. This is so, actually going really well so far. Did you kind of have an idea you were gonna say this?
No, but this is what I'm thinking about.
Yeah, but this is so good.
No, because my resolutions personally are I'm doing this kind of like productivity journal thing. I'm also it's planning family adventures. I've already planned a couple things for our family. I always eat well, so that's not really what I have on there, but I'm definitely more aware, and I'm making, like, I want to meal plan more, and I already meal planned today. Yeah. And literally in my head, I'm like, oh, how long is this going to last? So I don't want to lose the motivation, but I know I'm a human. So that is what is on my mind. Okay. And so if it's on my mind, it's on everybody else's mind.
You're going to love this. According to the New York Post, and I think they are quoting research of a social network for athletes called Strava. January the 12th is the day that most New Year's resolutions are botched. That's like the average day that everyone quits what they're doing. That is 2 days away from when this video would come out.
Okay.
So it's perfect. So we are hitting the button on both relevant and relatable.
And then we can have a whole other podcast about how to make realistic and attainable goals. That'll be our next podcast.
Should this be mom resolutions, dad resolutions, entire family resolutions? Should it just be a bunch of stuff?
I think it can be like human resolutions.
Right.
I don't know if it necessarily needs to be like a mom or a dad or a parent. It could just be like humans.
So it might be my voice talking about you and talking about me.
Yes. And so here's another problem we have, folks, is, and this, there was a really sweet comment in our podcast group of like, hey, we'd love to hear Kim sing more. You don't want to hear me sing. There's a level of autotune that's like, so, yeah.
So I continue to disagree with that.
I'm not a very confident singer. It's not something I super enjoy. So I stick to backup dancing. And like, I do play an important role in this process. So the problem becomes, I had a very funny idea for a parody last year, but it would have been weird for a dude to sing it. And it would have been almost like, I was like, the message was me being self-deprecating about myself, but it's weird if your husband's singing it. So like, we couldn't do it, because I refused to sing it. So sorry. So I think it could just be like our resolutions. Like, and so, the most common resolutions are, you know, getting to the gym, eating healthy, setting. So it's like these really unrealistic expectations you're setting of yourself.
Okay. So let's move on to what the next step is. And we kind of make a decision, like, is this going to be something that's going to be an original song, or is there a good fit for a parody here? Is there a good song out there?
Is there, do we have it in three words yet?
Yes.
What? Resolutions are hard. Resolutions.
We quit resolutions. It is, because it's going to be the tail end of it. It's not that it's hard. It's that we're actually stopping, and we're already, as you said, knuckle deep in knee deep. Oh, okay. In Haagen-Dazs. In fact, I wish that could be the title, just knee deep in Haagen-Dazs, but I don't want to get too much.
Knuckle deep's good too. Like when you are down far enough in the bucket that you're getting it on your knuckles.
Yeah. We both want to use a different term, but neither of us are doing it. So we're just going to go with knuckle deep on that one. All right. So just a little trick that I do. The first place I look is, I Google best songs 90s. Because if there's a 90s song, because that was my favorite era for songs.
Well, what about like a Salt and Pepper? Here I go again.
Like it's about a scoop of ice cream. What you got? Scoop! There it is. Or scoop, there it is.
Scoop,
I mean,
there it is.
I don't know. Let's. Oh my God. Here's the thing.
If
it's Shoop, you are doing the rapping.
Oh my God, I know everyone.
You are phenomenal at that song.
I am not phenomenal, but I enjoy. I have so much joy.
No, I heard you perform it in the car last week.
I'm amazing.
You sound
in the car.
Just like Salt and Peppa. You sound like both.
Spinderella.
Well, Spinderella doesn't have a lot of lyrics. All right, so other options.
Here I go.
I mean, like the first thing that popped up for me is a Beatles song, but you can't really dance to it.
Yeah. What was the Beatles song?
You say you want a revolution. You say you made a resolution. Well, we can try that. Here, let me. What would that be? I don't know what key. You say you got a resolution. Well, you know. You quit it yesterday. You said that you were doing keto. Well. That doesn't involve ham. Or so it's like the oldies don't work that well with.
Well, so like by the way, I think that's pretty funny. But I So Penn, and here's the part where we can't put it on a PowerPoint and really explain it. His brain works in this weird way that he can kind of just make things rhyme in like 45 seconds. So it's like a superpower that is not teachable to other people. So I'll just put that out there. But you could enjoy and listen to the process. Okay, so there's that one. What else?
Good Vibrations, Marky Mark.
Oh.
Da-da-da, resolutions! And instead of, like, working out in your Calvin Klein, you're just eating candy bars and drinking beer, and we shoot it in black and white with, like, the cinder block, so it's an actual legit parody.
Okay. Because when you say...
It's about that time!
Break four.
It's about that time. Like the first line is another trick. The first line is important. Like yeah. I like big buses helped launch our business because of that line and how close it is.
I like big buses and I cannot lie. Let's play a clip of that.
I like big buses. I cannot lie.
Okay, we're back.
Yeah. All right. So, yo, it's about that time to bring forth what is something that rhymes with rhythm in the rhyme that is significant of I'm quitting a resolution. Is there some kind of food?
There's time. Lime. Oh, the tequila and the lime.
Tequila and the lime. A margarita with some lime.
Yeah.
And so here's a couple of things. We don't want to overdo alcohol. We can mention it a little bit.
This is true.
Unfortunately, wine rhymes pretty well with the cheese and the wine. But maybe we don't accentuate it too much. I guess... If it's part of a resolution, someone made a really good point to us that I'm trying to stand true to. I don't want to make alcohol a coping mechanism, but it can be something that you're trying your best to habitually cut back on, and then you just kind of go back to your old habits.
All
right, so you're about to hear another inside secret. I go to rhymezone.com.
Rhymezone.com.
I feel like I'm responsible for 80% of the hits that Rhymezone, because it has not updated since I've started. I feel like when I come back on, they're like, what do you need now, Penn? Like, there's some, like, AI person who knows it's me, and they're like, what's your parody on?
Yeah. And so you tell them what you're typing in.
Time.
Time?
Yep. So,
by the way, we're at 8 minutes and 50 seconds.
We're doing well. Dime, crime, lime, prime.
And so, by the way, other resolutions are, like, saving money. And, you know, so maybe it's...
Dime. It doesn't really make much sense.
Yeah, I think it's more common to like eat well and be healthy. So
I'm telling you, this is we got to get that first line. And again, we're gonna spend a little bit of time on this, and we might change our mind and switch up Anaheim, Sublime, Rhyme, Slime. We've already done that. Mm-hmm. So can't do that one. I could do we could do what's called a slant rhyme, which is it's not a direct rhyme, it's close.
Oh, do they have a search for that?
Words that almost rhyme. They do. But I haven't gotten there yet. You wanna jump in?
What's wrong with the cheese and the wine?
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Or tequila and the lime.
I think
it's about that time to break forth.
The cheese and
the ham and the wine, or the
fries and the wine, or
the bread and the
then bread and wine gets a little Catholic, right? Yeah.
You're right. That's communion. So let's write a song about communion. And then we could quickly move on to other things, but cheese and the wine's pretty good. It's about that time to break forth the cheese and the wine, Yeah, I think this works. Do you want to go in a different direction? Because my Marky Mark flow is legit.
I know. No, I don't, because we're almost at like 9 minutes. So
that's really fast.
10 minutes and 40 seconds.
Yeah.
Okay. So
should we like take a break and actually write the lyrics? And
let's do the process, and we might edit some of this out just for sanity of the people listening.
Right. And here's another thing. I'm putting my guitar up. I'm putting my my piano up for this one because while rap is probably my favorite genre, it's also easy. It's the same beats over and over again, and it's like for this one. Dun, 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 dun. It's just a resolution. It's such a you know, so like we're good. We it'll be a different key.
Yeah. So it'll be a little lower for you.
Here's hoping. Do we want to start thinking about shooting this in black and white? Instead of Calvin Klein underwear and just like
sweatsuits, like
yeah, like sweatsuits, like yeah. sweatpants, and just eating candy.
Yeah.
And
It's definitely
like, just not like watching TV. And so I'm gonna start working on lyrics. And Kim, this is when Kim's superpower comes up. I will occasionally just disappear,
uh-huh.
but she's very good at instances. So she will give me a list.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, she can pull her computer out. And I know you're almost out of batteries. I can give you some juice. She's going to pull her computer out and start writing some of the things that people make resolutions for. The more ridiculous, the funnier. And then it'll just go from what we say we're going to do to what we're actually going to do.
Okay, let's hit stop on the recording here. Yeah, but I'm going to
keep the clock running.
I'm going to keep the clock running. So yeah. When we come back, I'll give you a time update. And we'll keep honest, I promise. And I'll come back with my list of things. And then Penn's going to have some lyrics.
And I'll have some lyrics. And... Okay.
We're at 12:35 right now.
And go. Okay, we're back.
Yes, we are at 20 minutes and 48 seconds on the timer. And yep. What I've done with that time is I looked up the top 10 resolutions. And
yep. What do you got?
I sent those to you.
Oh, you did?
I sent those to you. So I'm going to go back into my email. Sorry. It's a diet, eat healthier, lose weight, exercise more. So it's a lot of health wellness thing, but also saving money, like I said, and, you know, learn a new skill or hobby, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to say for the focus of this song, it should be eating better, exercising. Maybe we get into the saving money thing. But then also, I've heard a lot of people, and it's not on this list, but I've heard a lot of people, myself included, to detach from screens, less screen time, spend less time on social media. And I think that maybe for the sake of ours, I thought maybe we can say keto. Keto is like a very buzzwordy thing, or Whole30. But I know in like keto, you can't eat things like bananas and potatoes, I looked up. So that might be, I feel like bananas and potatoes like rhyme with a lot of things.
Come on. Peel it. Like, would that work?
Yes. And then...
although, like, eating a banana doesn't seem like a real...
That's what I'm saying, because, like, you're... I hear you. So, maybe with maybe we do Whole30 keto something, because in any situation, wine and cheese is probably bad. Actually, no. Keto, you can eat cheese. And then, for the whole save more money thing, I'm seeing, like, people go to Starbucks 2 or 3 times a day, and a lot of people want to try to break that habit. So maybe it's us like
peeling bills.
Yeah, it's just like you know, another $14 at Starbucks, and then the get off on social media. Not get off on social media, but like remove yourself from social media. Say like
get off of social media. Yes. Let's go with that, and also get off of Kato.
Keto. So I'm visualizing like, yes, I want to spend less time on Facebook and then fast forward 4 hours of cat videos and then watching that annoying family that likes to rap about things, which is us.
This is so great. Like you have so many good ideas. I am stuck on a couple of things because I just listened to the song.
Okay.
And we need those big catchphrases.
Okay.
Like right. What? Well, so I want to see sweat coming out your pores. Like, that seems pretty easy because that's one of the big lines that he has at the beginning.
Yeah.
And I think that needs to be something about, like, ham coming out of your pores. Or
I want to see.
Or, like, we're supposed to have sweat coming out our pores.
And fries. I would say, like, fries or something.
You got
like,
French fries coming out your pores.
Yeah.
Or, like, something's bad for your pores. I don't know. All right. So also the big one is come on, feel it.
Come on.
And we've got to find something peel to go. It. Yeah. Well, I mean, peel it. If it's a banana, that's healthy to 99% of the world.
That's true.
So
I think you could probably even have a banana on Whole30. Yeah. Or, meal.
Veal.
Meal it. No.
Squeal.
Go back to rhyme zone.
See, that is where I am. You ready? Eel, creel, deal, kneel, peel, steal. What's something that you would say that you wouldn't steal and now you're stealing as a resolution? Nothing?
Nothing. Stealing.
Wheel. It doesn't have to be eel. It could be ear. It could be eat it.
Come on.
Eat it. No, that's weird. All right, so this, like, just so you know, this is a big part of what happens. We get stuck on things, and a lot of times we move on if it takes about a minute and we can't get to it, because the best songs are out there waiting to be discovered. Like, you saw how quickly we fit this song with the topic. So we know it's a good topic, but now we've got to find good things inside
of
it.
Or is there, like, is one person being a bad influence, and it's like, come on. Or you know what we could do with the banana? Because I like the peel it. You can say, like, one of us is trying to do keto, and you're like, how can a banana be a bad thing? Peel it.
That may be too deep.
Okay.
Just because I like keto, I know that you're down with keto and keto.
No, I just Googled keto for the first time, so I'm not, like, necessarily down with it. I just know it's like one of those, when we're talking about buzzwords, I feel like every third person on Facebook's on keto now.
That's true. So what are things when people break their resolutions, what are those actions that they do? They turn on the TV, they get back on social media, they have a slice of pizza.
Cheat it.
They have a piece of cheese. They have a glass of wine.
It's like one tiny bite. It's like one little thing, and it kind of snowballs.
And that's a good idea. Like, so maybe that's a theme too, is that we kind of start with one thing and then a week later it's all gone.
Yeah.
Let's move on. So the other resolutions are, let's see.
We've save got more diet, money.
Save money.
And then also, like.
Good.
And then getting off
get in shape, social media. Are there any funny resolutions that people make that just, they never ever last because they're so unrealistic? Like climb Kilimanjaro, like run a marathon.
Yeah.
I think I made a resolution to do that one time.
How'd that work out for you?
I didn't do it. I still have never done it. I've done a half. that doesn't really count.
You did two halves, so I feel like that.
Like some of mine are be a better listener. And I don't know how well that's going to go across in a song.
I don't think resolutions work unless you're really specific and be a better listener. Great.
Yeah.
But like you're not being specific about how you're going to do that.
I'm with you. Get up earlier. A lot of people do that. And then they hit this. I mean, that's such an actionable thing, because then you're, like you say, you're going to get up and then you hit the snooze button.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else funny? I just can't stop thinking about, you know what my favorite, one of my favorite things that's ever been on social media is the big walrus that's climbing toward the lens that says, I'm going to the gym on Sunday.
Yeah, and it's kind of just like scooting
along. It's just flopping around and like barely moving.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I love that so much, but it makes me happy.
You're being distracted.
No, I'm being inspired by things. Inspired. Perspired. Expired. This is me finding things that rhyme that I can put in later. Do you guys hear me tapping on the computer? So what happens, and we're actually going to cut this off at some point, but it usually takes us 30 minutes to get a basic idea, and then we'll put a script together and we'll shoot it. We're not going to write the entire thing while we're sitting here. We have a clear direction.
Okay. I'm going to hit pause on our stopwatch. We're at 28 minutes.
Right, okay. Now. I'm not going to write this in 2 minutes.
Okay. I'm going to...
Let me write?
Let you write.
Because that's kind of what happens
next. That's kind of what's right. And then we're going to come back and then play it for you.
Okay.
And we're back.
Yeah, we're back.
Okay.
So we're back.
So in the last 15 minutes, I made our kids lunch. I made some quesadillas and some soup.
I wasn't aware of that.
I know. And a good wife would have brought you some.
You just kept me in the attic. I was not allowed out.
Sorry. I had some tomato soup.
You just really wanted me to slave away up here.
Yeah, sorry.
I'll find something.
So, and then I came back up and he said, let's do this. So this is the magic process that I can't really explain. Penn will just, I stick him in a corner, he writes a song, and there you go. So tell us what you have so far.
Well, I have a very basic track composed that has a dum 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 dum, and the drum, like honestly, the drums for this song took 4 seconds to do, and then the piano.
Okay.
So I have the composition, and I have two verses, and
two verses. So the final version might be more.
Well, you never know. A lot of times we do two verses. Like our songs go between 90 seconds to 2 minutes. We could add a little bit afterwards. You will certainly have input.
Okay.
And you're welcome to that input.
Yeah. And it's always funny when I have input, because he has this special skill that I don't really contribute to. And so he writes a song and I'll be like, well, could we change this? And he's like, for the love of God, I just did all this work. But you're good. You're getting better about receiving.
I am. Feedback. I used to be very defensive. So do you want to like do like a 2 years ago? Let's do a let's pretend like I just got done with a song.
And no,
let's,
and I'll be like, well, can we
let's,
do this?
Let's act it out. Ready? Okay. And so Penn has just gotten done writing a song that he thinks is amazing and played it for Kim for the first time.
That second verse, just maybe flip those two lines and start the song with that, and then go back to the original song.
Okay, so basically, I'm gonna just start over from scratch. You want me to just, I'm just, let's not even do this song. Let me just blow this entire thing up and not do any of it. Because that's impossible. What you're asking me to do is impossible.
It wasn't impossible.
That was how I reacted.
Yes. And I was I'll go make more quesadillas.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So I'm going to try to not be too bummed out. And I'm preparing myself for input as we do this song. Ready? Here we go. You'll hear the lead in and the... I made a resolution that we would swear off gluten. We made a resolution, but we failed the execution. Yo, it's about that time to break out the cheese and the wine. January 2nd, we were inspired. 2 weeks later, we're kind of tired. Me and Kim tried to do keto. You can eat meat, but you can't eat wheat, though. Already, we are starting to ignore. And now we got bread coming out of pores. And now we're running out of positive vibes. And now we're taking a ride and ended up in the drive-thru. And now we're going to need to ask for an absolution, because we quit our resolutions. Made a resolution about a physical condition, but we have no ambition. And so we're binge-watching Succession. Resolutions are good like Sunkist, but they are also funless. A marathon, gotta train in advance. It takes 5 hours and you poop your pants. You wanna quit Facebook? Yeah, do it. But if you're watching this, then you probably blew it. Is that a chocolate bar that you're over there chewing? You failed your resolution. Come on, come on. Peel it, peel it. Peel the candy bar. And then I don't know where we're going at next. I don't know if that was in rhythm or if you could even hear the background, but...
There we go. I love it.
Really?
I do. I love it. So there's going to be a third
feedback.
Verse. No, there'll be some sort of third verse. I think that here's where you should have married somebody with a good voice, because that resolution, the singing part seems very high.
I'm going to crush that. Please try. Like, here's the other thing. When you hear the final version, it's going to sound like
okay. No, but I love that. That was in 4 minutes you did that.
And you were like, I was being asked to do both the woman's verse and the men's verse.
Yes.
Not even Marky Mark had to do that. So I can record those separately.
No, I think it's amazing. And okay. So I hope everybody enjoyed seeing, hearing.
Maybe they could picture it in their eyes. And mine. Mine's hope. Eye.
So next Monday, after you're listening to this, or whenever you're listening to this, you can search out the resolution song on our social platform.
It's coming out January 14th, which is, according to many publications, right around the day that everyone quits their resolutions. That's where we're putting it out then.
And I hope you've enjoyed this process. We love feedback. Not on the song. We don't want feedback on the song.
We're going to get that. We're going to have it all shot, and everyone's going to want to edit it. They're going to be like, what about this slide? Maybe we'll have the ability to add. What if the third verse is written by our listeners?
Yeah.
That's a terrible idea.
No, we'll put this. We have a Facebook group, Facebook group.
Oh my gosh, you're asking for that much feedback.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying we want feedback on the podcast itself. Do you enjoy it?
Yes.
So you can request to join our Holderness Family podcast, and that'd be cool. If you liked this process, we love it when you can tag us on Instagram. We love to respond, comment to those, and it helps people find us. The best way is to hit the purple subscribe button on iTunes. I don't know how it works on Spotify, but if you subscribe, you give us a rating, it helps people find us, and then we can keep doing these podcasts. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for being here. We love you.
No. Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.